Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Quorum and Ed Carson with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Tuesday, April 23rd, where we saw that strong bounce back continue today, but we still want to see more progress. Ed, a couple of stocks we're going to be checking in on. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I want to take a look at TransDigm, Neurocrine Biosciences, and Chipotle.
Okay, we're going to take a look at those and the early reactions after the bell to some big earnings reports. And of course, we have more big reports coming out all week long, but we'll check in on a couple after the close. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today up 1.6% by session's close. The S&P 500 today up 1.2%, extending its gains for the week. The Dow, we have up 0.7%, and the Russell 2000 tracking small cap stocks up about 1.8% or so headed into the close. So a nice rebound there. So it seems like after getting into oversold territory last weekend, we're getting a strong rebound this week. But like we said at the beginning, there's still more progress to be made before we can feel confident in the changing market tide.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, after all these big losses, a bounce of some sort was, you know, not that much of a surprise. It was going to come at some point. You could have argued it could have come for several days earlier. But so it's nice to see. But now you want to see after it's okay, can you carry on? You know, can you really build on that momentum? I mean, this is great to see. When you, you know, later this week, you might look for a follow through day on one of the more of the major indexes to confirm this new rally attempt. All the earnings that are coming in tonight and Wednesday and Thursday and some economic data on Friday, a lot of things going on that to reason to be nervous. It's like everything might look fine. And then, but if Meta, Google, and Microsoft have terrible guidance, say, well, all that nice action ahead of that time won't matter. So nice to see this. And if you are going to be doing anything, and there are certain things that you could try, if you're going to be aggressive, you have to be at least as aggressive getting out if things don't work. But I think in general, just waiting for things to set up, waiting for this market to really show strength is generally the way to go here.
Exactly. And in addition to the follow through day, we're also keeping a close eye on the 21-day line, which has now gotten below the 50-day line. That's what turned the power trend off, but also getting above 16,000 and that 50-day line. So those are the areas we'd like to see above us to get back above. So we do have some hurdles from a technical perspective, but also, like you said, just the news flow, the major headlines that potentially could be market moving throughout the week. So, you know, the most optimistic scenario would be this further progress and getting above those levels, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. We could chop around here. We could roll back over. We just don't know yet. So we'll wait for more positive signals before dipping our toes in the water and making sure we're not diving in headfirst just yet or cannonball jumping into the waters, as it were. All right. And then also taking a look at the S&P 500 in terms of round numbers we're watching, we saw an undercut of that 5,000 level on Friday, got back above it yesterday, continuing to extend the bounce to the upside. We're about 0.7% below the 21-day, 1% below the 50-day. So just to put things into context there, if we do see the bounce continue, also potentially, Ed, you know, some sort of trend line. I know you like when sort of the stars align with moving averages and trend lines. So we'll have to see what happens with that, because we could get rejected.
We could get rejected. I mean, look, in a montage fast scenario, we get up and we have a follow through day and we break through the 50-day line, come up to some of these trend lines or even break above it. Leading stocks are doing the same. At the same time, they could be rejected. It could be weeks, it could be months before we have another uptrend. So you want to be ready. The key isn't so much to see, like, can I run ahead of it? Like, you know, beat the starting gun. It's to see, like, are you ready? And that may be ready, you know, Thursday, Friday. It might be ready, June or July. So you just want to be stay prepared.
Yeah. Let's take a look at RSP. This is the equal weighted S&P 500 ETF because it's showing some good progress as well, up about 0.9% today. So underperforming the S&P 500, but in terms of the ground that it's making up, it seems like we're seeing some positive moves on that front versus the S&P 500.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, that is showing a little more strength because obviously it looks like the AI and some of the tech names really came under pressure. So that'll be one thing to be interested in. It's like if and when we do have a rally, I mean, right now we do have a lot of things from medical, you know, financial, you know, there's some industrial, aerospace, energy. So a lot of names that aren't in tech that are doing well. So it's not necessarily a guarantee that the same leaders will take on. Now, if we quickly ramp back up, that probably means a lot of them will, but especially if it's a longer pause, you can't just guarantee, you know, assume that those, that the same names will lead and the same names will lag. So you want to keep an open mind on what is going to be the leadership.
Yes. Okay. Next on our list, let's take a look at the 10-year yield because we've been keeping a close watch on this, seeing some sort of pause now, over the last couple of sessions here, Ed, after a big move up in recent weeks.
Yeah, and I think you know, that just a pause. It was so relentless, that rise. But clearly, when the yield, which was up a little bit, when that came down on some economic data soon after the open, that seemed to really help turbocharge today's move. Again, it's still very close to 2024 highs. We're going to get big economic data Thursday, Friday. But that's definitely a key factor for the market.
All right. And you mentioned some of these non-tech areas participating. So let's take a look. XLF up about 0.7% today, already getting back above its 50-day and 21-day lines in yesterday's session. XLI, the industrials, today getting above the 50-day and the 21-day. Then we have XME. This is the metals and mining ETF coming down, but off lows today, finding support around the 50-day line and a prior resistance area around 59. And then we also want to take a look at chips and software. So here's a look at chips. Here's SMH outpacing the broad market today, Ed, up 2.4%, but a lot of damage last week to try to make up ground. So maybe we're going to start seeing some bases develop here. But this, too, like the major indexes, needs just a little bit more time at least.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You just see that difference. You know, the growth stocks are definitely not leading anymore.
Yeah. And IGV software, this was getting hit pretty hard earlier and that relative strength started lagging quite a bit ago, but we're starting to see it bounce back up 1.8% today, bringing the weekly gain so far to nearly 3% after coming close to the 40-week line. Okay, let's get to those individual stocks. Here's TDG. This is TransDigm clearing a flat tight area, Ed, or getting close to doing so, up 3.4% today.
Yeah, it's sort of bouncing off, continuing the bounce off the 50-day, 10-week line. It's a new closing high. It's essentially over that. So it's certainly, this one could be actionable. If you want to wait for, you know, a little bit more to get a new high, that would be fine. This is a strong performer, relative strength line at a new high.
And a steady RS line at that.
Steady RS line. This was a huge long-term leader winner. It's only because of the you know, COVID crisis that has completely derailed everything in the business. One of the things that this does is that most of its business is in the aftermarket parts supplies. And that's what General Electric does a lot of what they do. I mean, they may not be doing the same parts, but a lot of it is like aftermarket parts. And so Boeing's woes have been good for GE. They're probably good for TransDigm. And so GE, which had a huge day on its earnings as its first earning report as a pure play aerospace play, well, that helped a number of other aerospace plays, and TransDigm definitely has a similar type of business model in that front. So this is acting very well. Earnings are coming up, but look at that, you know, nice, some trending up on earnings growth or sales growth. A lot to like about this name. If this were a tech company, nobody would be saying it's not a growth company. You know, it's definitely a growth company.
Yeah. I agree with you there, Ed. Okay, let's take a look at NBIX moving on some news today, closing up 4.8% after being up more early. So it did give back some gains from its intraday highs, closed at the bottom of the range. But the true range, perhaps a little midway or even above the midpoint there in terms of where it closed in Monday's session, closing today right around the 140 level here, up on positive phase two trial data on a depression drug. So we could see a new flat base forming here soon, Ed.
Yeah, some analysts were comparing this to ketamine, but without maybe some of the added effects that ketamine tends to get. So it may not be as that ketamine tends to be pretty tightly controlled. The pulling back wasn't great. But that's actually could form an opportunity, sort of like a buy area if it can get above that. Yeah, it broke that trend line. It got above an old buy point. It will have a new base probably after this week. So maybe if you can just sort of form here, set up a handle type thing, even though it's going to be a flat base, and then see what earnings are like in a week. But I also wanted to bring this up in part because the pulling back is that's the one reason to watch out. We're going to obviously this is not earnings, but you're going to see a lot of earnings gaps, a lot of things that come up or down. It's like just calm down for a few minutes often. It's just waiting a few minutes is often very useful, to see if that actually holds or not. And something to keep in mind when you're planning, because it looked great for a little while, but after 5 minutes, it started trending down and didn't hold down. This is fine. 6% up for the week or so, and earnings are coming up next week.
Exactly. Yeah. We need to follow through day, but also having that phased approach to buying and waiting just a little bit, like you said, Ed, can be helpful. Okay, let's take a look at CMG. This is Chipotle. What a strong, steady mover this year, Ed. And we've got earnings coming up Wednesday night. So if we can get a favorable reaction, maybe a move above 3,000.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear there. It's almost a flat base. You can basically treat it that. If you got over there, I think that would be actionable. It came down sort of to the 10-week line, just trading so tightly. It's going to have a 50-for-1 split coming up. And there is a 3 weeks tight. So that gives you reason more to treat it like a flat base type of situation. It's going to split 50-for-1 after a shareholder vote almost certainly will pass. That'll happen in June. But yeah, just such a steady performer. This is also important because a lot of restaurant stocks are acting well. So this is like, just gives an early indication for a lot of those other names. How that'll do. But yeah, another stock, another sector that's just been showing strong performance and held up very well while the tech names were getting taken out to the woodshed.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of, Tesla has been a laggard for quite a while, Ed, as we know and have talked about, but we are getting a favorable initial reaction after the bell and extended trading to the earnings report. Shares up about 6%. I think the revenue number may have been good. Ed, do you have any other early details?
Yeah, it was the revenue, I don't know, it depends on like revenue beat on some measures, missed on others, the earnings missed. There was a lot of things people didn't know what was going to be thrown into that. The biggest thing though is that in the earnings deck, the release, they said that they are committed to this affordable EV, even though in the last few weeks there have been a lot of indications that they're basically going to be shelving that. Now we'll have to see to what extent do they really mean that. So that'll be key. Obviously, this needs a lot of repair work, even if everything goes well. And an affordable EV is not necessarily a slam dunk in any case. But so that's earning call is at 5:30 Eastern. At least it's scheduled to start. Last time things really sold off on that. Maybe this time they'll rally if they like what Elon has to say. A lot of questions heading into this report. Obviously, been down heading into it.
Yeah, and I just saw Tesla revenue flash across the screen. It's the biggest revenue slide since 2012. So maybe investors clinging on to that headline that you were saying at about the affordable EV, but we'll have to see what happens on the call. And I would also say that even if this does have a 5% move in tomorrow's session, this chart needs a lot of repair work. You cover up the Tesla ticker and you just look at the price action and there's a lot of repair work needed here. So we will have to see. We'll have to see. All right. Anything else that we should check in on after hours, Ed?
I think Visa would be something to look at. And that one sometimes moves around in earnings too. Like it'll do one thing and then, you know, shift around. So that's going to move up. This was a solid performer. You know, it can bounce back up toward the 50-day line. This is a Dow and S&P giant as well. So interesting to see how this one does. This is a big member of XLF, that XLF ETF that we're looking at. So yeah, this was a solid performer. So far, most of the earnings seem to be doing pretty well after the close, which is, you know, that's a big thing. A lot of earnings tomorrow, Thursday, of course, and next week as well.
Yes. Okay. And I know you and Lexi are keeping everyone up to date on what's ahead and what we should prepare for every Friday with earnings cheat sheet. So traders should definitely add that to their routines. And it's not too late to watch the one for this week, because a lot of the reports that you covered are the ones coming later this week, Ed, right?
That's right. We talked about Microsoft and Google, and I'm sure we'll be talking about Amazon and Apple. And I've got a drug giant that I'm thinking that we're probably going to be taking a look at. That's been doing pretty well lately.
Sounds good, Ed. All right. Well, you can check out Earnings Cheat Sheet Fridays at investors.com/videos or on demand at that same place or our YouTube channel. So definitely make sure to check that out. All right, everyone, that is it for today. And we will see you tomorrow morning on IBD Live, investors.com/IBD Live for all the details on that. And then we'll see you right back here tomorrow after the close.
This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.